I'm coming to you out of Alaska. Some of you people may or may not have heard of me. I don't know. I knew Joyce Riley. Heck of a woman. I looked at her information many years back, and nobody would help her. It was certified. And I funded the first video that she made. And we had a, the UAA here, the University of Alaska, we had a 900-seat auditorium I rented. We only had 20 out of our 60, quote, legislators out of that den of vipers in Juneau show up, but flew up a doctor. His wife had died. A fellow down in, that was in the military out of Arizona at Camisea where they had, the video, that 10 square miles where they blew it up. Biologicals and stuff. Some of that video was in that first video. And, none of those legislators stayed the whole time. I couldn't believe it. We had those people show up with this Gulf War syndrome. I knew of it, but I didn't realize them. They just came out of the woodwork. They were everywhere. And the amazing thing out of all of this is that Joyce took me over to the Alaska Blood Bank with somebody that was confirmed, and I said confirmed, with the Gulf War syndrome. And they didn't have a problem taking that person's blood. They were knowingly taking blood and contaminating it. I couldn't believe it. And they didn't give our troops doxycycline like they were supposed to. And I, in one country, walked away unscathed. France. Now, I don't know why France did. I never did get that resolved. But out of that, they deported the video guy. They went after my company in 3 years. I was out of business. I had a $2 million telephone interconnect company. And, of course, they pounded on Joyce, but they couldn't touch her because she had facts, verifiable facts. And she helped thousands of veterans. And I can tell you unequivocally, I have no regrets from putting my money supporting Joyce to give her a boost up. That's all it needed. She just needed some money to get her started and a video. And God, did she take off. She's an amazing woman. We were super good friends. Anyways, I was involved in that. If you don't know me, I was involved in the 911, the only forensic investigation of 911, Dr. Judy Wood. I got her out of a bad contract, wrote her a contract, and got her so she could get books printed. Where Do the Towers Go? .com. Dr. Judy Wood, an amazing, genius woman. She was fired from Clemson University by writing the book. And there's still people out there that haven't figured out that two airplanes did not bring down two towers. There were seven buildings came down. And it wasn't thermite. It wasn't nanothermite. It wasn't nuclear. It was done some other way. Can't think of the guy's name. It just escaped me. I had it on the tip of my tongue. And, anyway, it's amazing. Fox, she took it to court. And our Second Circuit said, wait, it's too hot to handle. She sued the companies that knew who did it. Hers is based on fact. I deal in facts. And if you really want to find out something that will shock you, I write legal briefs, and I'm a legal researcher. I use Westlaw. And if you don't have Westlaw and you're in a legal world today, you're weeing in the wind. You have no chance. It's not going to happen. Because you need access to the databases that these big high-powered lawyers have, because all, not only the case law, but all of the legislative history and Mertens, which most people never heard of. I do IRS and constitutional stuff. But if you want to see something that will shock you, go to, this is all on, you can go, go to the Supreme Court of the United States homepage and look at the docket number, 20-1714. 20-1714, and see how serious I am. I get involved. I get involved, and I can tell you unequivocally, our country has been overthrown, and do not believe anything that I tell you. Trust, but verify. Because we got too many people out there that are spitting a whole bunch of stuff, but I don't sugarcoat the news, the truth. We need to hear the truth, all the truth, not just little branches and limbs of it. But go to the Supreme Court, 20-1714. It's Mooney, M-O-O-N-E-Y, but you don't need that versus the United States. And what's in there? What's in there is that there's no reason to do Internal Revenue Service stuff. This is what I'm going to give you something today that you've never heard before. I guarantee you anywhere, probably, unless you listen to my show. I have one other shows at my own show. You've never heard this. And why? Lawyers won't go there because they can't. Most of them don't know. That's what's so amazing, but they don't know. And this is why it's so important. I really hope most people are supporting Mike Lindell and the Cyber Symposium. He had, the Dr. Frank was amazing, that physicist. They had a guy on there, David Clemens, professor. And he brought up two legal issues. Fraudulent inducement and fraud in the election. Boy, does that fit into what I'm doing, because what I have is the information, and we're going on the offensive with the IRS. I'm putting together the modules. We're going on the offensive. I'm tired of playing defense. We're going after them. You either bring forth your evidence or get out of my life. I ran my company from 1995 to 2001. It was up to a $2 million grossing company, and after it took them 3 years to take me down, because my tail got a hold of me and said, get out of politics. And I said, not going to happen. So they put another company here, and then in the 3 years, my salesman, Mike Howard, out of Washington, you wouldn't get out of politics, so we put another company up here in Alaska. I sued, lost, didn't know what I was doing. It's all right. You don't learn by sitting on the bench in a football game. I've had my tush handed to me many times, but I tell you what, I am something, and I'm not bragging. I am something to deal with now. An administrative law, which I'm going to get into before this hour is over. These agencies, every one of them is our enemy. And they print it. They print it. So a way to get a hold of me is IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com. That's IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com. And I put together a spreadsheet of all of the election stuff, of all the states that were flipped, with all of them were, by the way, Trump. They flipped Trump votes, even Alaska. They flipped 28,914 votes in our state, in Alaska. That's not even a real state. But anyway, 28,914. They flipped 6 million votes. 6 million. The Electoral College, supposedly the fake one, Biden... Biden had 306 electoral college and Trump 232. You know what the real numbers were? Biden 213, Trump 325. 60% of the electoral college. He won. He won Wisconsin. He won Pennsylvania. He won New Hampshire. He won Nevada. He won Minnesota. He won Michigan. And he won Georgia. Now, what is amazing? I think everybody listening knows what DNA is. If they have a, let's say a woman is raped and murdered or whatever, and they show up and they find semen in the woman with your DNA, and they find blood, your blood, and they identify the DNA, it's a done deal. You are the murderer and the rapist. There's no getting around it. He's got, they call PCAPs, these packets of everything. And he spent all this time since January, I think it was the 9th or 6th when he started getting this information in. It's the same thing in the digital world. It shows everything, where it started, how it got there, and how many votes. Everything. It's the same thing as DNA. He's got all the evidence. There's no doubt, there's no question about that. He offered a $5 million reward. Anybody prove it wasn't 2020 election? He's got it. But you know what we're missing? Just like in V for Vendetta. You know what the problem is? Just look in the mirror. It's us. He needs you and me to get a hold of our senators, our representatives, and especially the governor, secretary of states, and lean on them. We want a full forensic audit by Dominion and those other criminals. Now, you can email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and I will send you, because I like Excel. I put it in Excel in a PDF so that it makes it easy to see the votes, the percentages, and the electoral vote all summarized in a document. It's in Excel or PDF. And this needs to get out to everyone. Our country is under attack right now. It's been overthrown, by the way, if you haven't figured it out by now. We got Comrade Dementia. Biden hasn't a clue what's going on. And then we got Comrade Harris. Harris, unbelievable. You know what the Indians call her? Spread Eagle. I wonder why. We're under attack. This is going to sound ridiculous to anybody that's never heard me before. I can conclusively prove. I'm saying conclusively. There are no constitutional courts in America today except the Supreme Court of the United States. And they're not acting like they are. That's a fact. You know how I can prove this? It's easy. Once you see, it's like the real truth when you get to the root of the tree. Do we have elections for public officers in your state? And the answer is an affirmative, absolutely, positively not. All of these states, all of them, are using the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. It's in Title 42. If you want to email me, I'll send you where you can go look it up. Or I'll send you the stuff and you can read it yourself. Don't take my word for nothing. There are only elections for federal offices. There are no elections for any public officers in any of the several states. They don't have them. So we have offices. There's nobody's home. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, it shocks me. We've been asleep at the wheel. I have, in this Mooney case, I have tracked up. It takes about 6 or 7, probably 8 emails. When we went through, I've been in United States district courts. They're supposed to be district courts of the United States. I've been in the United States Court of Claims, which was a constitutional court from 1953 to 1982, and then it went away. I've been in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. I've been in all these other, most of them, not all of them, but they're all the same. These other circuit courts, like the Ninth and the Fourth. Ninth is really a bad apple. the 10th and the 4th. I'm in the battle, folks. We need you with the truth to get in the battle, because they're right now, this is, we're at the same point as when we went up against England. We either win or we lose against China. That's how bad it is. And if you can't see it by just looking at the news, look what's going on. I mean, there is no logic to anything, except it couldn't be any worse if we had put a communist, which we have, and they're on both sides of the fence. They're taking our country and dismantling it as fast as they can. As fast as they can. I have a home page, but it hasn't been worked on for a while, but I finally got enough donations. I think I'm going to be able to get back. It's AlaskaMinuteMan.com. I have some great videos on there. And the other thing that is available that I saw on that was on the symposium, Dr. Shiva. He's out of Massachusetts. I went in and checked it out on Pacer. Pacer is where you can go in and look at federal cases. I went in there and looked at him as a case. Do you know that our 50 states, the election directors, have an organization that is tied straight to Twitter? That's right. He was running as a senator in Massachusetts, and he had it won on the primaries, and there was a 60-40 all over, and this guy is a genius. He invented did the first email. I mean, this guy is super smart, Dr. Shiva. He's from India. And he found out they have instruction books. I have those if you want to email me, and I'll send them to you, or send you the link. All of these 50 states, every one of them, their election directors are tied into this organization. And they send instruction to Twitter, hey, censor this guy. Take him off of Twitter. We have a government that is working against us. Against we, the people. And we need to wake up. But you need facts. Jose, my people die for a lack of knowledge. I deal in facts. The stuff I talk about, I have it all. I've been doing this for 20 years. I have chased my tail so much, I have had my tooth handed to me in cases, but I keep at it. And that's what it takes. We as Americans never surrender. We will win. There is a religious war, a spiritual war going on. We have Satan down here. The minions of Satan have taken over the Democratic Party and the rhinos and a whole bunch of other people. They have sold their souls for money. But we need knowledge. We need real facts, not nonsense. I think I'm this, I'm that. No, facts. In the Mooney case, I have a 998-page addendum done in the Bates numbering system. It's consecutively numbered. That's what you have to have for the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, tracking the courts through. Did you know that when you go to, quote, the United States District Court in your, quote, state, it says it in 28 U.S.C. 132C. Go look it up. 28 U.S.C. 132C, judicial power of a district court. I was reading Cruz's book, One Vote Away. Who has judicial power, you or me, or the government? The government. Article 3 of the Constitution, twice in the Constitution, established and ordained. They did it for the main constitution of the United States, by the way, is its true name. And they did it in Article 3. You know why they did it to get in Article 3? Because we have to have a remedy. And they wanted to make sure that it was there. And it's gone. All gone. It's out there. It's like the Bible. 10 commandments are there, but if we don't use it, so what then? So we have these United States District Courts, and I finally found at the end of the Mooney's case when we were in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, where they tell us what they're doing. See, I love confessions. Call me Father Ralph, and I have loose lips. I can't keep my mouth shut. What did they tell us? They said that the judge represents the court, and the court is under the absolute plenary power of Congress, and it's an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 court. It is a legislative court. It's all rigged, and they print it. One case is 1960, one is 1980. And do you know how many people's ever brought that up to any appellate court? Nobody. We did the first time at the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, and they said, we're not going to look at that, because they couldn't. And I'll give you a clue. If you're doing anything with these people, our criminals, put stuff in quotation marks, because what the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals said, yeah, the Moonies are complaining about this, but they couldn't give an answer, because we put judicial power of a district court and judicial power of the United States in quotation marks, and then they're stuck. They can't wander off through the South 40 giving you nonsense. I'm doing it the best I can. I operate on donations. And since I filed that Supreme Court case, I've had three FBI stings. They put me in jail trying to help out the Chickaloons because I brought their driver's license. I don't care. I'm like Lindell. If we don't have a country, folks, it's over. If we don't have a country, do you want us to be speaking Chinese? I don't think so. I hope not. This is serious. I lost a $2 million business. I don't care. They screwed me around for a couple years, Chickaloon. I found out you can't sue natives. And I found out another important thing. Those that will not save themselves walk away. We have to be responsible for our own actions. Back in a bit.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries. Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil. Available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Okay, this is up for the second. Most people probably haven't even heard of me. I get involved. I'm going to tell you something else from the most time I have remaining, something that is that should shock you. I've listened to David Martin, if anybody knows who he is, that does all of the patents and stuff. This COVID-19 is a bioweapon, and they have it in. If you haven't heard of him, David Martin. Email me at irs@alaskabennettman.com and I will send you some interviews he's done. The top people that's in the heart, he's against this. It's a bioweapon to make money. Let's just put it right to the get to the bottom end of it. It's a bunch of nonsense. DV Kidd has a great thing on News with Views. The people show DV Kidd, D-E-V-V-Y Kidd, K-I-D-D. She's a great researcher. And let me pull up today, let's see, off of the government's homepage here, or the thing where they keep track. Let's see how many people they say have died. 12,366 people have died. 14,251 are permanently disabled. 1,381 miscarriages. Now, they sued down in Alabama. Where Larry Breedcraft did. I went and looked. Human subjects. 45, and I think it was part 16 or something, whatever it was. So I went into the Federal Register. You see, what people do not understand, and we have been lied to, conned. This is why I don't do IRS. But you better learn some to get some knowledge. The same thing is with this vaccinations. Human subjects. I went in there, look, who is that they can deal with as a human subject? So you go to the Federal Register. So let me set this up, first of all, so that people understand, because this is an amazing thing. Congress makes laws of the United States pursuant to this Constitution, Article 6. Do agencies make laws? No. They don't. Franklin Delano Roosevelt started this after March 4th, 1933, when he became, quote, president. He's the first one, by the way, that never took a constitutional oath. He changed it by adding the name. He loved his agencies. By 1938, they were totally out of control. And he does. I've got a 400-page research that he had put out. Because what do we do? He called them the headless fourth branch of government. And they were. He said, president can't control them, and neither can Congress, and the courts very little. So they started. They put in the Federal Register Act of 1935. And here is what most people have never been told. It's there. It's easy to check out if you know where to go look. Agencies, it says, if you are an agency and you want to talk to anybody, it's called general applicability and legal effect, thou shall publish in the Federal Register. Thou shall. And that's the same thing, executive orders. They said federal agency means president of the United States. That's what he's doing, is executive orders in the administrative state. That's called the headless fourth branch of government. That's FDR's research, not mine. So, if I'm going to fight an enemy, wouldn't I go for what and see what they do? If I'm going to go up against a statutory law in a state or a Congress, I have to go to the statute. Well, if you're going up against an agency, you have to go to the Code of Federal Regulations, which is a compilation of Federal Register publications by statute. They have to identify the statute that they're compiling them for. Okay? Everybody with me yet? So I go to the Federal Register for this. Human subjects. They give the part. I can't believe it. I go in there, and I'm looking at the Federal Register, and they say it is a part 301. 5 U.S.C. 301. They print it. What does that mean? I have to go to the actual Federal Register to see this. Because that's where they talk. That's where the agencies have to disclose what they are doing. 5 U.S.C. 301. All of the vaccinations, all of the agencies are 5 U.S.C. 301. Every one of them, they list them out. So what does that mean? Got to mean something. They're not going to tell you this at all. Chrysler v. Brown, 1979, 481 U.S. 281, 441, I think it is, U.S. 281, 1979. All Part 301 regulations are housekeeping interpretive regs. They are made for internal use only, and they do not have the force and effect of law. Chrysler v. Brown, see, agencies can't make law. So it has to be the force and effect of law. And there's two steps they have to go through to get the force and effect of law. The first one is they have to publish in the Federal Register. General applicability, legal effect, and it says if it ain't there, give them the finger. And it says anything in the Federal Register shall be judicially noticed. So they don't have no wiggle room. Everybody's got to, that's because that is the administrative state. That is our other parallel government. These agencies sit outside the Constitution. They print it in the code. They're called external establishments, is one of the words they use. Can't make this stuff up. It's so bizarre. So anyway, so I can get through this before we run out of time here. The bottom line is general applicability and legal effect. They publish it in the Federal Register. The mass nonsense is all 301, part 301. All of the agencies in the Federal Register, they're all 5 U.S.C. 301s. They're all housekeeping interpretive regs. It has nothing to do with you or me, and they can't even force their internal implementation. Oh, look it up, 5 U.S.C. 301. It's on the Internet. I'll look up, try to find the Federal Register. Or if you want the Federal Register thing, just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and I'll email you the documents. Read it yourself. Don't take my word for anything. So then, the next step, if an agency or federal agency, by the way, federal agency means the President of the United States. They can't do that. They did it in 1935. That's where he does his executive orders. Every one of them, including the President, to have force and effect of law. Step one, general applicability and legal effect, publish in the Federal Register. If it ain't there, they're done. They all publish there. That's easy. Everybody's got to take judicial notice. The problem is people don't know how to read it. The next step is the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. And all you have to do is go into the Federal Register and you search on one thing. 553, little b in parenthesis. That is, they have two ways to rise to the force and effect of law. They have to do proposed and a final rule and notice and comment and all that and 553, little b. That's all you do. Just search on that one thing. You'll never find what's called the formal. Never. Because they don't have any authority to do it. So Congress said, oh, we'll make it so you can do the, quote, informal. What does that mean? I'll tell you. I guarantee you. I'll bet you most of these senators don't even know this. They don't. It's printed. And when I found the Senate report, I mean, it's like a how-to book. And then I backed it up. The court cases say it. It's like the needle in the haystack. You have to know what the needle looks like. Then once you see it, you go, oh, my gosh, this can't be happening. It is. So what did they do? What do they say? What they do is they will come in. You will find, oh, for good cause, it's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. That's called the informal rulemaking process. There's only two. But you just search on 553B. That's all you do. And you're either going to find, you will never find one that's, I've been doing this for, I don't know, 20 years. I've never seen one yet that's formal. They will do the informal. Impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. What does that mean? You see, I didn't know. And here is the killer. It says, this is supposed to be, oh, we got a big emergency with butter, so we don't have time to have them propose and let the people comment, and then we have to go back and we have to do all this. We don't have time for all that stuff. Then we got 30 days to wait. It's a big emergency. So here's the game plan. It says this exemption in situations of emergency or necessity is not an escape clause. A true and supportable finding of necessity or emergency must be made and published. So if they're going to say it's impractical, unnecessary, or contrary to the public interest, they got to state the emergency. What's a big emergency? You'll never find one. Guaranteed. I've looked at hundreds, maybe thousands. Never seen one yet. Just like I've never seen a chicken with the teeth, real teeth. So then the question becomes, what is impractical? What would make posting in the Federal Register, this is, they have to go there. Why would you label something impractical? Oh, let's go see what they say. It says means. Anytime it says means, it's the same as that's the exclusive definition for what it's being used for there. If they say dog means cat, you see the word dog, it means a cat. Period. Throw the dictionary away. So here's what they say. What they say. Impractical means a situation in which a due and required execution of an agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking. Unavoidably prevented. Is this what agencies do? The unavoidably prevented. If we knew what was going on, they're admitting they shouldn't be doing it. Unnecessary as well. It doesn't have to be. They're making a regulation about butter, and I'm not interested in butter. And then public interest. that requires a rulemaking procedure shall not prevent an agency from operating. Oh, my God, I wouldn't want to prevent these agencies that are actually unconstitutional because they sit outside the Constitution. They did those after Lincoln, and the presidents used to fire everybody. They started this with the interstate commerce. They said, what we'll do, we'll set up these agencies that are outside the government. The president and Congress will put them in charge, and then they're, that's a little utopia. There will be no political control. These people just do what's right with no accountability other than funding and stuff like that. But, I mean, we'll get the political. See, there used to be when the president came in back in like in Lincoln and those times, they'd fire a whole bunch of the folks. Of course, we got the civil service nonsense now, so we have all these implanted minions, these woke folks. It's really hard to get rid of in the federal government. So here's the whole process. Every agency does it, no matter who they are, FAA, whatever, Federal Reserve, all of them. This is the procedure. They shall publish in the Federal Register general applicability and legal effect. And if not there, give them the finger. It says, because you haven't had notice. It's like a law. You can't be expected to do a law if it's never done through Congress. This is the process that's supposed to be equivalent to Congress saying, oh, the House and the Senate vote on it. The president signs it and vetoes it, comes back, and it's overridden. This is what agencies do. And people don't know that. And here's the killer. Agencies cannot use code because they have no authority for it. Agencies are limited to regulations, only regulations, nothing else. They don't tell you that part. And the courts have upheld it, too. You just don't know where to go look. Talk about a con. And then when you go look, general applicability, legal effect, okay, it's in the Federal Register. They all publish there. Don't hide it. It's online, if you know where to go look. Government web pages, of course, Westlaw, it's real easy. And everybody's got to take judicial notice. That's because it's their law. And nobody uses it. Very few people, because they don't know. Then the next step is the Administrative Procedures Act. If they don't label it a Part 301, internal use only, there's only two steps, formal or informal. Formal, just you, everything you just search on 553 little b. If it ain't there, it's nonsense. They all put it there and they say, we'll have a notice and comment. But we're not going to do the other stuff. They don't talk about that. Or they will put this impractical, unnecessary, and contrary. They will never put the emergency because there is one. They have no authority to do any of this stuff. It's all a lie. Now, what do we do with the IRS? Email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. There are 706 Part 301 regs. Now, how do you read these CFRs? The title, it'll say 26, it'll say CFR. It'll have a section. In the IRS, there are 301s. There's part one, some, but 301, it'll say 301, point, and the next four digits is the code. They have to say what code it's tied to. There are 706 part 301 regs for the IRS. There is a part 301 for filing, because that's an implied law contract where you volunteer. That doesn't have any force and effect of law. Deficiency to get into tax court is a part 301, 6211, 6212. Doesn't have anything to do to me. Then the tax court never talks, normally never talks about regulations. So they can't do a deficiency. 6203 assessment, they can't do that. That's 26 USC 301, 6203. They can't do that. 6331 notice levy, lien, and all that. They can't do that either. That's a 301 reg. They have nowhere to go. And nobody's using it. That's what's so amazing. Tax court doesn't have any authority to even exist. And it's been around since, I don't know, way back in the 20s or whatever, and then changed its name. Nobody is taking, this is the truth, and it's provable, conclusive. The Federal Register, when you get that document, judicially noticed, they have nowhere to go. And Chrysler v. Brown is a holding Supreme Court of the United States. And there are a bunch of other cases. I just did a module on part 301 because it's so important. All of this back to human subjects, they're all part 301 regs. They got no authority. I went into the CDC on their mask. It's a 301 interpretive reg. I don't care what you do internally because you can't even force your own employees to do it if they knew what was going on, but they don't. Truth is always truth. A lie can never, 1,000 lies can never equal one truth, no matter how they do it. I've been doing this so long, and it's amazing. I'll tell you what, we got Satan up against the Creator, and in the same documents, they will have the truth and a lie in Supreme Court, in this court decisions. One of the biggest ones is United States Constitution versus Constitution of the United States. What's the difference? The United States Constitution is called the compounding of nouns, using two nouns as an adjective describing a constitution. Constitution of the United States is a real thing. It's the Constitution of the United States. It's a prepositional phrase. The object is government, United States, and of. And then the is a singular, the government. The Constitution of the United States is comprised of 10 amendments and then two more, 12. From 13 up, all you got to do is go look. They say in the bottom of them, there's an article and it says Congress can legislate. Well, you sure can't have a right that Congress is in control of. They're plenary power, absolute power. And everybody thinks they're a citizen of the United States. They flipped that over in the Reconstruction Acts of the Civil War. They printed. A citizen of the United States has no political rights. I got a Supreme Court has ruled on it. They have no right of suffrage, the right of elective franchise. What's the right to vote mean? You go to the building, they can't keep you out because of your race, whatever, but when you go inside, your only authority for the elective franchise and suffrage is to be a citizen of one of the several states. You got to be a citizen of Texas, domiciled there for however long, or a citizen of Florida. They print it. They still tell us. A citizen of the United States only has one thing, civil rights. Anybody has civil rights. Never take it away. Somebody from France can sue under civil rights. Why do they have privileges, immunities, diversity, citizenship in the Constitution if everybody's a citizen of the United States? Because you see, a citizen of the United States in D.C. has no right, guess what? Has no right to a constitutional court under Article 3. A citizen of the United States in D.C. has no right for protection and taxation without representation. The Supreme Court has printed it over and over. Stop and think about it. If it's a citizen of the United States, we have more. Out here, we have to get around and volunteer that we are a citizen. It's called an implied in law contract. That's what subject to means. I want to be obligated to you, and you have no obligation to me. Now, I'm covering a lot of ground in this hour. IRS at AlaskaMinuteMan.com. People need to know there are solutions, but you can't win. We have a means to fight agencies. But you can't, you'll never win with code because it's circular, the way it's set up. Congress said, on IRS you can only sue on collections. Well, if there's a problem with deficiency, go back to tax court. Well, tax court is a part 301 reg, deficiency. So they say, there's a deficiency. So we're in a circle. You're on a merry-go-round. You can't ever win. That's where Westlaw is important. You read these cases, you say, why do these people keep losing? They keep doing the same thing over and over. And you say, well, there must be something I'm missing. And that is the enemy of an agency is using the Federal Register. That's where we find out who they are and what they can and can't not do, and none of them have the authority to do what they are doing. But you can use code to hell freezes over, and you're not going to win. Once in a while, they do a little procedural thing to give us the hope. Oh, yeah, there's a sliver there. Come on, yeah, right. I ran a company for 6 years. I never give the IRS one penny. I was in the city of Anchorage in their charter, and they said they owned all my stuff. I said, great, send me more money, and I will give you a percentage every year. They did this. I was there 13 years. I never gave one penny to the city of Anchorage. I fought the issue of, do I own my car? Because, and you can go in and look this up on the Anchorage, go in the Anchorage Charter, Section 9. Cops can only write traffic citations for government-owned and government-driven vehicles. That's it. They got to be government-owned. How do they do that? I found out. Every new car before it leaves the dealer, you sign over all right, title, and interest. Call attorney and faxing. I fought that for years. I spent tens of thousands of dollars. Went to jail many times. Never got convicted. They just charged me and gave me my money back. I have the documents. We don't own our cars. There's a manufacturer statement of origin. They send it over to DMV. They send you back a title, and ours says, oh, there may be other security interests not shown. I couldn't believe it. This stuff is so shocking. We don't own our cars. It's the government-owned vehicles. That's how they control us. But I didn't have enough sense back then. Always go to the root of the problem. And if you're fighting anybody, it's in the paperwork. The codes, the statutes, whatever. And the easiest way to get there is back to the CFR. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.